My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
One thing before we get back to the Mets calls, 888-808-1019. Senga might be returning. You know what's weird with Senga? He took forever to come back from an injury that most people thought he would be back sooner.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, I might be back sooner than people expected. I thought at the time there was still a chance he could be back for the postseason, and he's saying now that he might be ready for the end of the regular season, also that he'd be open to any role, meaning like, is he going to be able to be stretched out enough as a starter to go 5 or 6 innings, plus take away a spot in a rotation, so maybe he could pitch out of the bullpen, but imagine getting Senga back in anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate his flexibility, but quite frankly, he really hasn't earned the right to dictate terms either. He's done nothing this season. I mean, the Mets are where they are without him. Now, he was really good last year, clearly.
And good for the one, you know, half game that he was in there.
Yeah, yes. Looked very good, true, before he went down. But, I would almost look at it like an incredible midseason acquisition. I mean, really, because he had no influence on the season.
I don't want him coming out of the bullpen, though. I know beggars can't be choosers here, and you're just happy to get him back. But I just don't feel like he's a guy that's going to adapt well out of the bullpen. I even if he has to be a starter that goes 4 in it. Yeah, whatever. Like, I'd rather that than have him come out of the bullpen. Plus, I mean, you find a spot for him. And I'm all with Senga. I don't care about the regular season. I care about the postseason. Now, with the Mets, they may need him in the regular season to get to the postseason. But if he can come back in the postseason and take the mound for a game in the postseason, all of a sudden with Manaea, Severino, Peterson, Senga.
No question. But why do you question his adaptability to the pen? We don't know anything about it.
There's something about his style.
Like a creature of habit.
Yeah, and a lot of guys are. Yep. But you think Senga, who it's taken, you know, forever to get on routine and get back, he's just going to be okay with coming out of the pen. Not to mention, you know, the at times, you know, can walk a ton of guys. Like, that drives me nuts.
As
a starter, you can work around a little bit easier. Coming into a game, you know, starting an inning clean, I guess, different.
Sure.
But coming into a game and trying to put out some fires, I don't think Senga has that in him.
Yeah.
Where Peterson, I feel like, could be more adaptable to that.
Peterson's been good, man.
I get it.
Been really good. I'm not looking to take him out. He's earned it.
Me neither. And they wouldn't. I mean, it's going to be, I would think at this point, no matter what happens, if the Mets get to the playoffs, I would think it's going to be Manaea, Severino, Peterson.
I agree.
Now, they may only play 3 games in a wild card, who knows? But after that, if they needed another arm, then Senga would probably be the fourth. But
yeah, I mean, listen, the other thing, too, the Mets probably, no matter what happens, won't have the luxury of resetting their rotation for the playoffs.
So,
yeah, exactly. So,
but you could have Senga then pitching game one of a division series.
You could, if he's built up a little bit, even if he only squeezed 4 out of them.
And take that.
I mean, maybe.
Either way, it's nice to think about the possibility of getting him back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.